A very good evening to you, Zimbabwe Muhle Muriye, Zimbabwe Kwazwai Kwazwai Kwazwai. If you're tuned in right now, welcome from wherever you are in the world. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Live Talk, our women's round table. Muriye Zimbabwe are coming to you live from Studio 7, A Voice of America, on a Thursday, the 6th of May, 2021. Muriye Zimbabwe, I'm your host, Mike Hove.
I'm Marvelous Mshanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, Women's Roundtable, Muriye Zimbabwe, we're talking about two different things. The first thing being a COVID update, updating you, the nation, on the coronavirus pandemic, how many people have lost life in Zimbabwe, and of course, the current update on that. And then we're also going to be talking about the latest news of what's happening in the country with regards to constitutional amendment, Bill Number 2. So those are the things that we're going to be focusing on, Nasim Chirongwa, tonight on the Women's Roundtable.
And as Mike just said, today we will be focusing especially on the bill, the bill number 2. And the Women's Affairs Minister Sandile Nyoni last week presented a report in Parliament. Did you pick it up?
Right. So to give you an update, Muriye Zimbabwe, on the current figures of coronavirus in Zimbabwe, according to the latest information released by the Ministry of Health, Muriye Zimbabwe, 38,357 people have been confirmed contracting COVID-19, 35,811 recoveries, and 1,574 deaths. To date, when we talk about the amount of people that have taken the COVID-19 vaccine, 461,023 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. So that's the discussion on our Live Talk Women's Roundtable. I'm going to be joined by my co-host, Marvelous Mshanga Nyahuye, and Sithandekile Mhlanga. As they delve in, they're joining all remotely. Right, so if you're looking to join us in Muriye Zimbabwe, feel free to text us, and you can call us live on air, +1202-619-2077, and we're going to be calling you live on air. The number again, +1202-619-2077. Now, for those that are streaming live on our Facebook pages, we're live as we speak on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. So, linga kofi zulugandaba, msakangano Muriye Zimbabwe. You can write your comments in the comment section. And of course, we're going to be reading them live on air. For those that are looking to join us, Muriye Zimbabwe, linga kofi wuthi, you can either A, call us live on air, +1202-619-2077, or write your name and number in the comment section, and we're going to be calling you live on air. For those that are streaming live via radio, Muriye Zimbabwe, as we speak, we're broadcasting on a 909 medium wave frequency. We're also on 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz on shortwave. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 p.m. Muriye Zimbabwe. So do not forget, once again, as we speak, we're streaming live on our three Facebook pages. Let me head over to my co-host, Marvelous.
Yes, and going back to COVID-19, the figures still stand as of March. Last year, the Minister of Health says that there are 38,357,000 confirmed cases, and of those that are confirmed, some have actually recovered from the disease, and these stand at 38,357. And when we look at the recoveries, there are 35,811, and unfortunately, we have some deaths, which are reported to be 1,574. And to date, as you know, we are now in phase 2 of the COVID-19 vaccine. And of those people that have actually taken the COVID-19 vaccine, we have 461,023 people that have been vaccinated. But we've seen that, you know, there is a disparity of numbers when it comes to how many people have taken the first jab and those that have taken both COVID-19 jabs. So we see that a lot of people have taken the first jab, but with some being reluctant to go back to take the second jab. So the government is actually appealing to people to actually go back and take their second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine to ensure that the country has herd immunity, Mike.
Right, Mudiya Zimbabwe, as you heard there from Marvelous, of course, the goal, as mentioned, as we've mentioned time and time again, 10 million is the set goal by government, 60% of people to receive both the jabs, that is the herd immunity, that is the goal. But that's not the only discussion we're looking to have tonight on the Women's Roundtable. We're also going to be talking about Constitutional Amendment Bill Number 2, which sailed through in Senate on Tuesday after it received over 65 senators who voted. This is included ZANU-PF senators. They voted for it and 10 who voted against it. Now, the reading of the voting pattern, some were MDCT senators who actually voted in favor of it, despite a decision by their party leaders led by Senator Douglas Mwanzora to oppose it during its debate. Now, this is because there were more than 15 senators from the MDCT that voted, and once again, 10 that voted against it. Marvelous.
And when we look at it, the support of the bill from some MDCT senators is attributed to a clause that seeks to extend the women's quota by two more terms, a provision that was reportedly very popular amongst women legislators, Mike.
Right. Now, just today, as we speak right now, Mudiya Zimbabwe, there's also some civil groups that are currently holding a virtual meeting whereby they are basically discussing Constitutional Amendment Bill Number 2. But they're not the only ones. A lot of civil groups have been in opposition of a Constitutional Bill Amendment Number 2, amongst them being Bulawayo-based lawyer Ngobani Sithole of Abameli Lawyers for Human Rights, that lodged an application in the Constitutional Court challenging the passage of the bill in Parliament. Now, his argument was that it failed to exercise its legislative authority by receiving the bill on March 24, 2021, when the constitutional bill had lapsed at the end of the previous Parliament. Mudiya Zimbabwe, liyakhumbula, just before there was a new Parliament set in place before the general elections. Marvelous.
And the bill seeks to extend the women's quota, as we mentioned before, and remove the clause on running mates, which is one of, you know, the things that is actually bringing this bill into contention, where people are asking why this is being done, and extend the tenure of medically fit judges beyond 70 years and give impetus to the devolution agenda. What are your views on the issue? Kunayo vachango pakupinda mchirongwa, tinokuchingamidza nemufaro. Pano pachirongwa nhasi tichange tiri kutaura zvakawanda, tichange tiri kutarisa isu dambudziko rechirwere cheCOVID-19, icho chanetsa pasi rose, uyezve chiri kunzi icho nebazi rezveutano. Pari zvino pane vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi cheCOVID-19 vakati wandei. Uyezve pane izvo zvatiri kutambira kubva kubazi rezveutano, vanotaura ivo kuti pari zvino kubvira patanga chirwere ichi gore rapera, pane vanhu vane chitsamba vabatwa nechirwere ichi. Asi tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare nyaya yebumbiro remutemo, Constitutional Bill Number 2, apo tinoona kuti rakange riri pamberi peSenate, mudare reSenate munguva yapfuura. Uyezve takaona isu vamwe vadare veMDCT vachiwanikwa ivo vachibatana nevamwe veZANU-PF, nyanya vachiti ivo vanga vari kuwanikwa vachivhotera bhiri iri nekuti rine chimwe chiga chine zvekutaura nemadzimai uyezve nevechidiki. Asi tikazoonawo vamwe vachishora nyanya masangano akamira ega achiti iyo bhiri iri harina kunaka pari zvino nekuti rinopa masimba akawandisa kumutongi wenyika anenge aripo panguva iyoyo, nekuti pari zvino mutongi wenyika kana kuti mutungamiri anogona iye kuwanikwa achiextenda iye atingati makore emajaji achange ari pamabasa, ari kunzi anenge akubva pamakore aripo kusvika pa70 years, zvokuti vamwe vanga vakatarisa kuti varitai panguva inoyi vachatowanikwa ivo kana mutungamiri wenyika achida, kana bhiri iri rawanikwa iro richienderera mberi achikwanisa kuti awanikwe achivasiya vari pamabasa. Saka tichange tiine vanyarikani vatinavo ipo pano tichizeya zviri kuitika pari zvino. Ndiri kuzwa kuti mumwe munyarikani wedu tinaye, asi regai timboenda kuna Mike kungoti ati demu demu nechindevele tozodzoka zvakare tichitaura nemunyarikani wedu Mike.
Hai, siyabonga Marvelous, ngempela ngempela yikho lokho kwenzakalayo namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu, uhlelo Live Talk Women's Round Table. Ngikhona namhlanje Zulukandaba ngumele uSithandekile Mhlanga. Namhlanje kuhlelo sikhangela udaba lokumemetheka kwegcikwane le-COVID-19 elizweni. Sikhuluma nje wothi siliphe i-update elizweni kulabantu 38,357 asebebanjwe ligcikwane, 35,811 have recovered. Sikhangela njalo abantu asebe bhubhile ngenxa gciwane le-COVID-19 1574 sebebhubhile. Sikhangela inani labantu asebethathile phela ijekiseni elivikela i-COVID-19 ele-vaccine elizweni 461,023 sebethathile. Sebebesifika phela 500,000 sisondela duzane laduzane. Uhulumeni uyasho ngempela, uhulumeni kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uyasho ngempela ukuthi the goal is ukuthi kube labantu 10 million asebethathile leli jekiseni ukuze ilizwe lalo lifike kuliyazinga lapho esithi ngesiNgisi i-head immunity, ukuthi abantu bathole ithuba lokuthi babuye empilweni zabo as they are normally used to. Kodwa sikhangela njalo namhlanje kuhlelo udaba lwe constitutional amendment bill number 2, imizamo kahulumende ukutshintsha isekelo sombuso. Now kusho ukuthini nxa abantu sebesithi constitutional bill amendment number 2? Sikhangela ukuthi ingcwethi zangena kuhlelo bazasichasela okuningi. Kodwa siyabona njalo ukuthi ku-Constitutional Amendment Bill number 2, imizamo kahulumende bayathinta indaba ezijeneyo ezigoqela ukuthuthukiswa kwabantu abesifazana, ukuthuthukiswa kwabantu abasakhulayo. Abanye bayakhala njalo besithi hayi, i-Constitutional Amendment Bill number 2 iyapha uhulumeni, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, amandla, too much power, ngenxa yokuthi uzayenelisa ukutshintsha izinto eziningi without going through esingathi ngesiNgisi ama-checks and balances. Asizweni ukuthi ingcwethe engenayo kuhlelo, ngibani okhona ecingweni? Marvelous, over to you. Who's joining us live via telephone from Zimbabwe?
Mushare Jesse Majone vari pano parizvino Majome. Atinokuchingamidzai nemufaro.
Naisha zvenyu, naisha zvenyu vaMarvelous makalise vatere.
Ehe, tiri kunzwa isu nyaya iri kunetsa parizvino kana kuti tiri kudzeiwa nevazhinji inyaya aye constitutional amendment ye bill number 2. Imi semagweta munoona seizvi, zvinonyatsorevei zvatiri kuona zvichiitika izvi?
Izvi zviri kuitika izvi zviri kundo ndingati kundo kundopfaranyura ndingati denga ratanga takazvivakira isusu vanhu vemuzimbabwe rinova bumbiro renyika yezimbabwe, rinotinzivira tine zvakawanda, rinotichengetedza zvakadaro. Amendment ikuedza ndingati kusandura kana kukambura kana kuchinjinira constitution. Kuri kuita zvinhu zvakati one day zvekuti ina hangu dzichitaura segweta zvine hunyanzvi maererano nezveconstitution, maererano nekunge ndiriwo chizvarwa chezimbabwe. Ini ndinonzwa kutsuwa, ndingati kuto kupfuura kutsuwa nezviri kuitikaiiia zvinomboitirweiko, zvambonyatsonetsa chii, paitika dambudziko rei kuti tizoenda kuti kupfaranyira denga kuti tigotanga kurigadzirisa pakare, ramboti rambonyatsoshanda here, zvinogadzirisa chii? Izvi zvinosiyisa chaizvo nekuti panyaya yeconstitution ndozvizvo nechinhu chakakosha chinotoyera, hachipa nhongoti kungozi pese pese taenda tangondotanga kuti handizi chingosvika pachiri chiparanya, hachifanhi kudaro, chingokurunga kurunga. Chinhu chatinofanira kuchengetedza sechinhu chakayera. Hongu constitution airegi airambizve ndingati kuisandura, asi kana muchisandura chinhu chinoyera mufanira kutanga makoshesawo kuyera kwacho. Zvimwe zvinhu tinogona kuita chichero zvatinogona kuita hedu nekuti kamwe tine masimba, asi tinofanira kuzvibvunza munhu wetu, zvine basa rei? Zvinonyatsobatsira chiko tikaregera zvakadaro? Zvinokanganisa chii? Yes, kuti kana pane mamwe matambudziko atiri kusangana nawo maererano ndingati kufambiswa kwenyika yezimbabwe, hapana here zvinofanira kutinenge tataka kuti hapana here dzimwe nzira? Ngatiti pane zvinoitwa zviripo. Tinokurudzirwa maererano ndingati mafungiro anonzi econstitutionalism and the rule of law ekuyeresa nekukoshesa constitution. Anoti ngatitedze kuti timbotsvage dzimwe nzira dzekunge tichigadzirisa zvinhu, kurete tinongomhanya tobva tati naye o takutikunda tiritikunda, tinopedzera tichisasa chinecho. Uyezve itiri itsva iyi ende basa rayo reconstitution nderekuti inofanirwa kuti iringanise masimba aripo pakati pemapfiwa matatu ehurumende. Tinomapfiwa rinotsikisa mutemo, rinova dare reparamende, mutemo uchibva kune vanhu, dare kwozotipiwa rechipiri, ipiwa rematare edzimhosva anova ari iwani mvumo ega yekuyananisa vanhu mera nimte munenge wadi munenge wa ngati wa sikiswa nidare de parliament kuzikuwa rekitati rinova iro remasimba rinopiwa masimba ekufambisa basa remitemo rinopiwa masimba ari mari kana kuti masimba chacho chibata chiri mapurisa kana masoja saka basa rebumbiro remitemo renyika inova kuzimbireko ndeyekuumba mapiwa iwaya nekuapa basa rawo nekuaringanisa piwa rimwe rikakura paifura rimwe piwa mukagadzika hari yenyu kana chirongo chino hachigari zvakanaka chinenge chichindengendeka chinogona kutopfunzika chikatoteuka vanhu vakashaya zvavacho saka kuringanisa uku ndiwo unofanira kuitwa nebumbiro tikatanga kupfaranyura mukapfaranyura apa munhu mafanira kupfaranyura nyaya yacho haizi kupera unopedzera kutange juzi zuva rinenge richingodumirwa harichombo shinda iyo inoramba yakungorudumika ichingoenda hazvizobudi zvakanaka ndezvandiri kuonawo ka ndemafungiro angu izvisemumunhu semisi vamwe vakashandawo vakaona mukana yekushanda kuti bumbiro ratinare riruke rivepo nii ndinoona unge takanga tagonesesa chaizvo muzimbabwe taita bumbiro raitoyemurwa nenyika dzakawanda asi risati ratombotanga kunyatsoshanda takutorumirwa pakare saka ndinoona unge zviri zvinhu zvisina kunyatsonyatsosisa zviri kuizvazvo hongu nekuti pane vane masimba ekudaro vane ruwande mudare reparamende asi ivowo vanofanira kuti vapeteseo ndingati vatidoo zvevanhu vezimbabwe vati vanhuvakaruka bumbirero vakawanda venhu ruwande hwavo huzhinji vakanyatsodzamisisa zvavaida zvinoita here kuti zvingopfaranyurwa nevanhu vashoma shoma hongu ndo vane vanhu vakawanda mudare reparamende asi handifungi kuti zvinonyatsoita kuti hongu vanozvikwanisa asi zvakanaka here kusingoti dai vambotiitire vambosea nyaya iyoyo vaone kuti zvinhu tifanira kuti zvakanakisisisisira zimbabwe kwete bato ripi kana ripi kana ani kana ani zvinhu zvinotika remangwana rakajeka.
Mrs. Majome, sorry to step in there, because we also have an audience that speak Ndebele in English that don't understand Shona. So could you please explain to them what this means now that Constitutional Amendment Bill number 2 has passed in Senate? What does this mean for the nation at large?
I'm speaking as a citizen myself, as a citizen. I'm really sad, and I think a lot of citizens are also really, for me, I'm more than sad. That, you know, we have a constitution that is virtually new, that has hardly been used. If you were to ask me, I would say only about maybe 40% of the constitution that we passed in 2013, which is still new because it hasn't been used, it's been more or less like implemented. And then also the concern is that we want to, that constitution that is built together as a nation by a very difficult and painful process, but that we should be very proud of as Zimbabweans. It yielded that result that is also the envy of many countries and has the foundations, in my view, has the foundations to help us to build a nation where we have respect for each other, we have peace, we have respect for the rule of law and for constitutionalism. So now this resort to amending the constitution is cause for concern. It doesn't augur well for nation building, even for the future. I think we should be, I would hope that what we should be doing is to try and find through our constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Because power, yes, of course, a constitution can be amended. And it can be amended by those who have the majority in parliament, but what they should ask themselves, I think, in their conscience is to say, yes, they have the power to do so, but must they do so?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the right? Yes, it can be, it's the legal thing to do, but is it the right thing to do, morally speaking, in terms of the prosperity for Zimbabwe? Shouldn't we instead be finding ways of, you know, of valuing our constitution and finding each other through it, because I mean tremendous provisions that were built by a lot of blood, sweat, and tears,
mm-hmm.
and should be trigger happy in terms of amending, because this is already amendment number 2, but number 1 isn't even quite there.
Right.
Number 1 is Constitution Amendment number 1, which in my view should not have been done anyway.
Right.
Because I also challenged that in the in the Constitutional Court in terms of the process.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're already already on number two. Mm-hmm. And number two is seeking to make wide sweeping changes over the very architecture of governance in Zimbabwe. That, in my view, I have yet to be persuaded as to where is the problem. There's this saying that goes, if it's not broken, don't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I am curious, though. I am curious, though, because so far, especially amongst the civic groups, a lot of people seem to be against Constitutional Amendment Bill Number 2. However, if we look at some of the clauses that were added, they target towards empowering young people, they target towards empowering women, which is something that a lot of civil groups have been standing for. And so what would you say to people like that?
I'm sorry to say that that particular clause is, I think, what people will call a red herring. Personally, I don't think that there was any need at all, any justification to amend the Constitution. Putting in a clause that requires that the youth be represented, I'm sorry, I don't think that's really necessary. And I'm speaking as a women's human rights activist, as a human rights activist. This, in my view, is what should happen. If political actors and political powers are serious and committed to promoting the youth, they can just do so. I mean, because questions of youth are important, but one thing that is clear is that, look, if a person, you can't equate, because the arguments I was seeing, I thought, were very faulty. They were taking women's affirmative action in terms of a quota and youth quotas. I'm not saying that youth quotas are not important, but the reason why they were left out in the first place is very good reason. And in my understanding, because you see, there is, but women have a quota, we want a quota. But if you look at it this way, you are either born a man or a woman, you know? If you are a man, you're never going to be a woman. And if you're a woman, you're never going to be a man. Of course, unless in the exceptional circumstances where you do sex change operations, it's very rare. But the generality of people live their lives, they get born and they die as a particular sex generally. But if you are born as a baby, you will become a youth, and and then at some point in your life, you will become a grown and adult person. So the prejudice and the, how can I call it, the disadvantages that one can have in life are temporary, actually. So because of that, there's no justification for a constitutional change for that. Mm-hmm. Instead, I think the government should instead look elsewhere. It should definitely promote them. There's already in the Constitution, there's already in the national objectives, there are already national objectives worth promoting them. So the youth. So what the government should simply do is to implement those provisions that are already there. It should put in place policies, mechanisms, budgets, programs, laws. That's mm-hmm. what it should do. Because putting that instead of going and tinkering in the Constitution. And for the women, I'm sorry to say, in my view, again, speaking as a person who has advocated for human rights and I'm a big proponent for affirmative action, I'm sorry to say that I think this particular extension of the women's quota is one in itself is just really wrong. I mean, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
It's number one. Number two, it's a different to be used as a sweetener. You know, it's almost like using women. Like using women to sweeten certain things that are not quite okay. You know, it's like that. Oh, okay, if you throw in, it's almost this. You said, oh, okay, but there's always these amendments are not popular at all.
All right, let me hold you there, Mrs. Bodum.
If you throw in the women's quota, then you get some support from women. I'm sorry that.
Mm-hmm. All right,
they should just be 50% women representation. What 110 constituencies for women,
mm-hmm.
110 for men, and this extending the preventing women from getting the equality that is required by Section 17 of the Constitution. I'm sorry, it's not. Yeah.
Fair point. Please hold on the line there. We're going to come back to you shortly. Let's take our second guest, Ongena Ukuhlelo. We have an activist, Mama Kotonga Mahlangu. Mrs. Mahlangu, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Mrs. Mahlangu. Isekele sombuso, sebeza mukusitshintsha, or sebesitshintsha. As an activist, as a woman's activist, what is your take on everything that's happening in the country?
I think it's a really sad moment in our history. Because how can we have a constitution that is barely less than a decade and then you're already amending it?
Mm.
And there was a vigorous process in writing the constitution. And unfortunately, the women and the youth that voted for it, saying that it empowers them, they were cons, because the fact that it gives the president more powers that infringe on democracy, those are the priorities. For me, that was paramount important than the position given to the youth and to the women. And I'm speaking as a human rights defender and a women's rights defender of that matter. We still championing for women.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it doesn't work well with me.
Mrs. Mahlangu, kulabantu ababona ngani ukungezelela abantu abazangena kudala lephalamende ngeke kusize in terms of ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo and ukuthuthukisa abantu abesifazana. What is your take on that, ngoba babona ngani giving them ama quotas ngeke kusize lutho in terms of changing what abantu abasakhulayo and abantu abesifazana have been asking for over times? What would you say to that?
Ngokuhlonipha sibili omama laba abazangena eParliament, but esinangenayo ukuthi khona ukumele ayisibe ba numbers aso quantity, it's about the quality, the caliber.
Mm-hmm.
It's pointless to just send people to Parliament that will not make any difference. So, oqakathekile ukuthi nxathi silabameli ngoba bakathethezeleyo ngikhangela abavotayo abakhanda ngokuthi khona abameli silabe ezaleni kodwa kabasimeli ngendlela eyiyo because of the caliber, the quality yangkhona. So it's not about the quantity, it's about niya eParliament niyakwenzani because khona mina isichibileke kukhona ngingcolisa nge-constitution. I-constitution le ngasiyekelile si-inde sazama ukuthi isebenze ngoba ungayibala is one of the best constitution but ithi ka-implementa nxa into usehluleka uyi-implementa ukuthi isebenze ayithi ukuthi uyilahle ngenye ngobeichibele isigamba sinjana asitsho ukuthi usizayezela khona kade kukhona kube ngcono okukhona ukuthi ngasiqale ngamandlela sasebenza ngesilakho. We should have worked with what we have with the constitution. The constitution is great. It's one of the best constitutions. We should be proud of that. But the failure to implement it, that when people are now rushing to say, okay, maybe if we give the youth something, if we give the women something, if we give certain judicial powers. For me, the greatest regret when I heard that it passed, it fell through, it was the separation of powers. We can't have the executive appointing and without any monitoring the decisions. It's really, it's a first day for democracy.
What is ukubamba umlomo, Mrs. Mahlangu, and then we're going to come back to you shortly. Ngoba silomlalele ofisi ungena ku hlelo via telephone. So Muriya Zimbabwe, we're hearing there from Mrs. Mahlangu, one of our guests, joining us live via telephone from Zimbabwe. Going to Tuzatunga from Bulawayo. Here we have a caller joining us. Marvelous. Please take the caller.
Yes, hello, caller. Hello.
Caller.
I'm not sure if they're still on or if they can hear us, Mike.
It seems as though we're having technical difficulties. It's okay. Let's continue with the discussion there. Marvelous. Go ahead and continue if you have any questions for Ms. Matangu.
Ms. Majome, because she only has 30 minutes with us, then we'll move on to our next guest.
Go ahead.
Ms. Majome, so from your own observation, what happens now? Now that we understand that it is past Parliament, then what happens?
Happens when I understand that the Senate has passed this amendment. So what would remain is for the President to assent to the bill. So I think that's where, in my view as a citizen, I think the President should. I'm hoping that the President will exercise his sound judgment and just listen to, you know, to his conscience and to listen to the conscience of Zimbabwe and to listen to Zimbabweans, because I want to think that I'm convinced that there are other ways of achieving whatever goals, whatever problems there may be, if there are any, that the present constitution has before it's assented to law and gazetted. I really think that there's cause for concern. But I was watching because I wasn't following very closely the processes like what was happening in Parliament and the public consultations. But I really think that if this constitution is signed into law, I think Zimbabwe would have expanded a phenomenal opportunity to embrace and develop constitutionalism and the rule of law, and to build a nation. So that's what I think. What's left is for the presidential chair. But the question is, will the president be in a position to not assent to a bill that his party has supported? And, because the two-thirds majority came from his party and the chiefs, who always vote with the ruling party, which happened even when I was a member of parliament, that used to be the case. And yet the constitution again requires that they be independent. So that is the question.
So let me pose a question based on your response there, Ms. Majome, because I heard you talking about the hopes that the people will be represented or the president will sign this, of course, thinking about what the people want. But now, when we look at the people that voted in both Parliament and Senate, these are all people that are representatives that were voted in by the people. And so the idea is when they're voting yes or no, they're doing this with the people in mind. So for all these representatives, they voted believing that the people that they're representing are for this. And so why would the president want to change that?
And also, Mike, if I can chime in there before she comes in. There are also some non-profit organizations or some, NGOs that have actually taken the matter to court.
Mm-hmm.
We saw, I think it's a crisis in Zimbabwe, only last week, saying that they were ready to stop this signing going on. Would this affect anything?
Yeah, you know what? I think it looks to me like the horse has bolted out of the stable. You see, this is the sad thing about Zimbabwe, that, you know, this constitution that has been changed was passed tenderly. I do not know, as the author and scholar of constitution making and constitutionalism, I do not know of any other country in the world that where a constitutional reform process that resulted in the one that has been changed was passed so tenderly by so many people in terms of participation. It has the widest participation in terms of consultation, and even then went back to a referendum. And the referendum vote was, I want to believe, the highest in the world, rich of the world, 94%. The closest one that I know is Egypt, that is about 92%. So if 92%, 94% of vote comes out in a referendum for a constitution, surely, that's why I said that it's distinguishing what is legal and what is moral. Yes, legally, the people who voted for the constitution can say that they represent constituencies and that they have the majority. Mm-hmm. But morally speaking, seriously, there's a disproportion and a disjoinder there. I think there was need to really, the same kind of, because of the amount of people and the consultation that happened in building this constitution. And number two, the extent, the wide sweeping nature of the current, these amendments would really require that there be greater consultation. There would need to be justification as to exactly what is the problem. And if that is the problem, are there no other solutions? Because they're there for where there are problems. Because the result is to unbalance the balance of power clearly. I, as a lawyer myself, I become extremely proud of the process that we put in place for the appointment of judges. You know, it democratized areas that were closed in the era of the dictatorship of Mugabe.
Mm-hmm.
But if that is coming back, what are we doing? Is this what we want to be known as Zimbabwe? I don't think so. I think there are still opportunities. You know, in the history of Zimbabwe, there have been the precedent where a president has not assented to a bill. When I was in the last parliament, that happened before. 21 days lapsed and it's not assented to lapsed. It's mm-hmm. happened before. But the question is, because of the stakes of this bill and whatever is happening in the party, is the president able to not assent to a bill?
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'm sorry to say that citizens, there are no citizens in Zimbabwe. I think the reason why it has been possible to amend this constitution is because there's been a lot of disinterest by Zimbabweans in their own constitution.
Right.
There's very little awareness, there's very little of claiming. I think this is the reason why the ruling party can just pull the trigger and there it goes. It can do whatever it wants because I think they've tested the water and seen that Zimbabweans they're not really motivated to act as citizens and to really, you know, like claim what is in that constitution and act as citizens and also you also perform their responsibilities as citizens. So I think this is why there's a lot of apathy that's really sad and terrible.
All right, let me hold you there on the line for 1 second, and let us take a caller real quick, and then we're going to go to Mrs. Mahlangwe, and then we'll come back to you, Mrs. Majome, so we could wrap up with you. But first up, we have a caller, who's on the line? Hello, welcome to the program.
Yes, I'm Ngelela Lijani.
I say happy, Langbano connecting when?
Ngudingani Sithole lapha eSouth Africa odokuzala useGwala.
Hayi kunjani kwele South Africa Mr. Sithole?
Hayi South Africa nje khona lokho nje kodwa hayi amakhaza nje ngathi aseyaqala nje hayi kodwa hayi.
So Mnumzana Sithole udaba lukhona egudwini uluzwile yini umbono wakho?
Ngi-COVID kunzima. Msakazi wami omuhle. Eyi, sithi amakholo akahlale ethembekile enkosini, laba bathanda ukuhlaba bangahlaba, kodwa hheyi siphile ezisukwini zokugcina sachana mhlawumbe ibhayibhili liyikudlala, kodwa hheyi siyabona-ke ukuthi isuku zokugcina lapho abantu sebephoquka bahlabe injection.
Uyesaba yini ukuhlaba Mr. Sithole?
Hhayi ngeke ngihlabe, akuhlaba ngithi.
Why?
Ngamana ngife. Ukholo lwami ngigile kuJesu Kristu, nxa ngifele enkosini, Samlo 14:13, kimi kulungile, nxa ngifele enkosini.
Kodwa ingcwethi kwezempilakahle bathi it's safe ukuthi abantu bahlabwe ijekiseni leli. Kungani usapho?
Bokune-AIDS, bokune-Ebola, bokune-TB, azange sabona bebezihlupha ngalezo zinto. Kutheni namhlanje sebezihlupha nge-COVID?
Hayi, siyakuzwa. Siyakuzwa ngempela. What about indaba leyo yokuthi sebezama ukutshintsha isisekelo sombuso elizweni? Ukubona njani lokho?
Umongameli umhlonitshwa u-Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa into ayisithembise zona ukuthi uzasinika i-freedom ekadingezwa umgabe usefuna ukuthi atshintshe i-economy yeZimbabwe but usetshintsha isisekelo sombuso ukuthi simnika amandla, kusho ukuthi nakala ndaba labantu beZimbabwe into angayo nje ukudla ase nje eyisigwili eyisinothi lesihlobo zakhe labangane bakhe kodwa abantwana beZimbabwe. Yebo,
abantu abavote besithi yebo bayavumelana ngokutshintsha isisekelo sombuso bathi hayi bayabona ukuthi bathi ukutshintsha lokhu kuzabuya ngezinto ezijiyeneyo okugoqela ukuthuthukiswa kwabantu besifazana, ukuthuthukiswa kwabantu abasakhulayo. Ungathini kibo abantu abanjalo?
Hayi vele ukuze wonke umuntu athuthuka ngithi i-economy umsakazi wami omuhle. Ikhonomi uma ihamba kahle ilizwe lifunctiona kahle kungela kudlwangudlwangu kungashaya abantu freedom of speech ngithi amathuba bayathola abo abesifazana phela ukuze wesifazana abe la mathuba ukuthi ikhonomi ihambe kahle hayi umthetho osisekelo lokhuyana nje labavotile vele bavotele sesaba ngoba vele kunjizano ayesatshwa phela akula muntu ongathini yabona.
Hayi, siyakuzwa Mnumzana, phosela amazwi okugcina.
Hayi, sibonga ungena mpela ehlelweni, kodwa besicela ukuthi akakacabangele abantu beZimbabwe sebehlupheke kakhulu njengoba wayethembisile ukuthi uzabenzela kahle. Sokwaya kuphi lokho ukuze phela nabantu babe nenjabulo naye ashiye nje legacy yokuthi hayi lami ngifike ngashintsha i-economy. Lamanje sizothola abantu abasavunyelwa ama-private imchovo ukuthi ichove wobulawayo singazi ukuthi iqala labo bantu kuyini. Akayekele njena abantu baziphilele indlela ade bephila ngakhona layazivusele ngendlela bebusa ngakhona. Ngiyabonga msakazi omuhle.
Hayi, kubonga thina Dingani, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo. So, Muriel Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Dingani Sithole, one of our callers who's in South Africa. There, he touched on several different things. Of course, the COVID-19 pandemic, he says, iye sechizvarwa cheZimbabwe iye semunhu wavakangozvimirira ari kuti aa kubayiwa nhomba bodo haadi ari kuti aa hanzi pakambosvika AIDS pakasvika Ebola hanzi kana yangu yayangu vechidikiwa nechirungu anogara vachiti hanzi if it's my time it's my time. That's what Mr. Stole is saying, but he also touched on constitutional amendment bill number 2. He says there's so many other ways that they could have gone about it. He doesn't agree with the changes that are coming in. Let's hear from Mrs. Mahlangu. Mrs. Mahlangu, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still here.
You heard what Umlaleli had to say. You heard what Mrs. Majome had to say. What is your take when we're talking about these changes? I'm a little curious because people seem to feel as though there are different things that they could have done to ensure that there's women empowerment, to ensure that there's youth empowerment, instead of changing the constitution.
Yeah, O'Connor, I agree. I strongly concur with Majome. Mm-hmm. And because why I'm saying that is that the way I'm saying when I was analyzing this bill, I realized that no, there is the intention is not to empower the youth mm-hmm. and the women.
Mm-hmm.
They use this to entice the women to vote blindly.
Mm-hmm.
The real democracy. That is an open secret.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care whatever they can try and say, but the fact is that the women and the youth were in this case used. And our second example of the women that are in parliament, we never even, we only were discussing about these other amendments. They're saying, we really never thought of that. We thought about our position.
Mm-hmm.
So, which means these women, they admit that they were never representing their community.
Mm-hmm.
Because if democracy should be the foremost thing if you are representing people.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to be held accountable to democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And the president is going to be held, but if we give the president absolute power, then we're in a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a mess that we're creating ourselves. And there was no need for us to rush to amend the constitution. I will repeat this again. Because it's one of the best constitutions in the country. Secretary of Mbuthi Sisulu, what your mama and your children will help. What can we know? I don't know.
I'm going to come back to you. Please hold that thought for 1 second. I'm going to come back to you because I'm a little more curious about that. Marvelous. Let's go back to Mrs. Majome so that we can wrap up with her because we hear Esther Wongai Zimudzi is on the line. So first up, I'll come to you so we could wrap up with Mrs. Majome.
Yes, maybe just my Majome. Mungo tpama swenye kutezi sira. Tishifa takutienda ikutita. So woku garisa ikungo ya kati relay. Kani ya tanga tataurana. Kutitiende kumye mungo mnyarikano yo.
Marvelous, ndi nonzi mukunda Majome ndi zamai Majome ndo sekutanga saka ndinongoti zvangu zvaitika zveconstitution izvi hazvine dambudziko nekuti matangira azvaita zvinotoreva kuti ichatoramba itori dunuka ichatopedzesera nekuti kurangwere kana patangwa seizvo handioni zvichanisa kuti zvinenge zvichiramba zvichipita. But we know what about the rest of the society in 2030, but not 2008, not 2013, global political agreement, Japanza, Shakamaki, Jakawanda, Shakamaki, Zimbabwe, Matangi, Mikanirina. She chatting was that because she even told Sandy was so many shamas. By Jain, Ramilaka, Ranisim Barachi, by Rambo Fungi sisters in Babu, and the Rambo Siash, Mapato, Mutant Mapato, Asiru, and Womba in Kanika, when machines are in Babu, as in Mapato, is a matter of ink. But at the Rambo sisters, the Rambo sisters in Babu, and they're in very, very fresh measures, is a Mapato, and as a Maximaka, and is a chief.
Simbotanga kubvunza kuti siyana nesevana veZimbabwe chishandisa bumbiro rero. Ndozvandiri kukumbisa ndinokudai mutungamiri wenyika dai zvaiita ambomira chikumbi kuti ngaasa kuitisa ngaasa nekusaina kodzisho iparipo dai amboregera chokwadi tsvaga zvinhu zvokuita pairega kupaza ndingati mapiwa matatu aya anogadza anoringanisa chirongo cheutungamiri wenyika.
Thank you so much, Ms. Majome. We hope that we can have you again on our program. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Mike, let's go to our next guest. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, welcome to the program. Tell us your view you just had there from Mushare Majome. She was just speaking on our topic of tonight, the amendment of the Constitution Bill Number 2. What's your view?
And Shikame Majome, I'm considering her background. She participated in the making of the Constitution with Bailaga Famba, and more than 3 million people voted yes for that Constitution. And only for now could she change them with less than 300 people in the House. It's quite saddening for not only our democracy, but also for the future of this country. So, yes, it's a very sad day, or it's a very sad phase for us as Democrats and also as human rights activists that we're now having to experience such actions which is happening now in Kamedu.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Esther, I am a little curious. For a very long time, you, amongst other young people, have fought for women empowerment, have fought for youth empowerment, and some of the things that are coming alongside this amendment bill. So why are you so stout against it? I know you're one of the people that actually partook in a protest against it. Why stand against it?
I'm against this bill for various reasons. Number one, it's principles. It's underlying fundamentals. They are not constitutional. They don't fit into the constitutionalism mandate that the constitution that is supposed to be guiding the constitution. Mm-hmm. As the constitution is supposed to be limiting the powers of the governing party or the powers of the state, it's supposed to be distributing power to the citizens and also other stakeholders, not to be ringering in one or ringering in one office. This constitution, my principles are, is centered on strengthening or giving all the powers kuna mnangago. And this is anana youth quota, anana women's quota. Those are just things that were put to the judicial court because the way that our law is structured is in such a way that kana kukanzikwa unzwa bill kunyango rakaira nezvinhu 20 zvinokwanisa kuya richinzi munhu setomba 1 million. And in a close route, we say jump 1 million. In a close route, or a route, a citizen is also not going to be able to get it. I want to say, citizens, my gazette, I get from Timon, I want to say, to look at 1 million, as in such a way, I get paid. Can I imagine that I'm a little boomer? A bill, then stop Vuma, kuti a million, I should be that my year did sell our eye. Can I imagine that I'm a good article, 1 million? So that's the way that this bill is structured. In such a way that it's coming now. But its fundamentals, its roots are centered on strengthening Mnangagwa. People say that they don't want it. They want the constitution to be abided by. Section 15, section 57, section 8 of the constitution, it speaks on women empowerment. And section 20 speaks of youth empowerment. So what's with the quota system? What's with these? But the truth is that they only just want to to focus all of the energy and all of the power to Mnangagwa. So that is the first reason why I'm against it. Number two, I'm against this bill because it has got tokenist tendencies. By tokenist tendencies, in the Kurawakuti, it was our Kutara to attack the Tukuapa to extend the quota system. Why are they doing that? Takaita quota system for the past 10 years, has it been effective? No, it hasn't. What are the target for my youth 10 seats? It is when you constitute 67% of the population to put 10 seats, why? And the, instead, they are going to get the decision. You should get a my youth, my mother, 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 they can make an evaluation on the reasons why those two particular groups can't get in parliament. They are not doing that. They are not. What could I vara manioka? Could I go packira manioka? Could I go mazara?
All right, Esther, let me hold you on the line. Let me take a caller, and then we're going to go to Mrs. Mashang and then give you an opportunity to wrap up. But first up, we have a caller on the line. Caller, Mtedeli, welcome to the program. Who's on the line?
Hey, sawubona, Papa Mike.
Hey, Mr. Moyo, Mfundisi, how are you doing?
I'm right. Kunjani?
Sirait. Nyayere mgango mainzo mfundisi. Pindaika. Baka kuchinja kukurore mtema.
Okay, awangia tokoza. Nami nitanda uku Paula nge unani nje.
Mm.
Ya hindi utoma, nitanda uku Paula ngeenda vaye coronavirus. Le, the way sivona ngakona. Iza ngamanja kulukulu kulizwe la se India ngale.
Mm-hmm.
Saazi kuti India iko kona kulungiswa imiti loyawe isrezaneka.
Mm-hmm.
So masibona abantu bagula kangaka, abantu bayahlonga kala kangaka. So siyazibuza singa abantu baka unkulunkulu kuti kani indo le ikazani kuna abantu baningi.
Mm-hmm.
The way indongi tena ukuluma ngayo ukuya pambili even abantu bangahlaliwa bonke phasi nijikelele mazombe.
Mm-hmm.
Ngiyabona le corona le izo kubeka njalo waye ngitsho njalo ngende yokuthi indo yase India le iyenza ukuthi abantu baningi babengavi nehopu masibona iIndia ithengisela amanye amazwe imithi fona abantu bayahlongakala njalo mihla namalanga.
Mm-hmm.
Sabona futhi nabadlali bama-Proteas South Africa badlala ngale masikhuluma nje basendleleni ukubuya ekhaya ukuthi baye bazibane quarantine 14 days.
Mm-hmm.
So iyo into yami yokuthoma le corona virus le so kuthi abantu baningi babanethemba ngema-vaccine la ukuthi awa azonceda mara sibona iyaqhubeka yaphambili so mina ngokwami ukubona kwami njengomuntu wakazimo i-vaccine le vele ihle yona mara the way izinto zikhamba ngakhona.
Mm.
Iyakhombisa ukuthi abantu bangahlabiwa bonke phasini.
Mm.
Mara intandi yakankulunkulu ma inganale ingakafiki lapha ifuna ufika khona.
Mm.
I-coronavirus le izokuhlala ikhona njalo mara siyafisa ukuthi thana uzimu naye asinceda ngendlela yokuthi kuyakhombisa vele ukuthi abantu bayazama ama-vaccine mara sibona namazwe avela khona ave minyameni khulu futhi enye into yami yokugcina ngithanda.
Mm.
Ukuphawula ngendaba yebhili yaseZimbabwe umthethondaba omutsha loyo.
Mm.
Bawufakile ekhaya.
Mm.
Mara asikhumbuleni abantu baseZimbabwe ukuthi into le iyenzela ukuthi umpresident lo ubaba Mnangagwa abe namandla amaningi khulu masikhumbula ngesikhathi lesa upresident Mugabe asisemungameli kunenye into eyenzeka kuye yokukhitshwa embusweni so masibona ibhili leli lokunikeza umungameli amandla amaningi kangaka into le ufuna kuzenzela yena ukuthi abambe konke ukuthi kungasavi nenyimbi ingakhona abantu bangakamubangamujikeli so iyo into abantu bafaka omunye umthetho omutsha so abantu baningi ababoni singakhona kusobola sibisane njalo mara into ipoint banayo iyo la ukuthi ifike lapho ukuthi amandla manikezwa amandla wonke ngeke kube nomunye umuntu angakhona ukumphikisa for ukubusa kwakhe.
Mm-hmm.
Mara into le vele ingayenziwa bayenza omunye umthetho ngenxa yokuthi kufana ukuthi ma wena umuntu wesiphambili avele abantu aside yakho bazokuvotela vele ukuthi wena uhlale emandleni ngenje ukuthi bayadla ngawe. So ukuhamba nokuhamba sizokufika esikhathi sokuthi noma ungameli loya ukhona izinto aziyenza zizokuvikela abantu bangakhali khulu ngemithetho ndaba omutha lo bawufakileyo. Asime sibone ukuthi akuna awufiki indawo.
Hayi, siyakuzwa mnumzana, isikhathi sesidliwe kumangoyo. Wothi siphe abahlonitshwa bethu ithuba ukuthi labo baphosele amazwi wabo okugcina. Siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. So let's quickly dash off to Mrs. Mahlangu as we quickly wrap up. Mrs. Mahlangu, are you still on the line?
Mike.
Yes, I'm still here.
Right. So let's give you a chance to quickly throw your last sentiments, and then I'll go to Umavelas and Uwongai. The one thing I really am curious about is one thing that Advocate Majome highlighted was in Dabayuguti, a lot of citizens do not partake in these serious issues, especially when it comes to governance in the country. And then we get to a situation like this where they start wanting to react, but it's too late. How do we fix this issue moving forward to ensure that the citizen understands these things?
Yeah, it's not really a constitution or why section 7. We come out with the awareness about bias constitution. As it is, people are not empowered. They don't know their own constitution. And now it is already amended twice. So this is a deliberate move by those in power that they don't want people to know their constitution so that they can just willingly amend it as they please. And right now we are talking, we are under a pandemic. People are too much focused on day-to-day survival. For Parliament to bring such a critical amendment, mm-hmm. and then just run away with it. They know that people are focusing on survival. Mm-hmm. So these are there are two factors here. Two, the ignorance of the constitution. First is the ignorance of the constitution, and then the current economic hardship. The environment we are in is not conducive enough for anyone to be focusing on constitution matters. Mm-hmm. So the first thing that we need to do as a country, as a nation, if we are serious about democracy, is to make sure that people understand their constitution, they know it, to give them their copies in vernacular, they have those copies, they have discussion forums with it, mm-hmm. with the constitution, then they understand, rather than it sprung on them and amend it too.
Hi, siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us. Unfortunately, time has run out. Marvelous, over to you.
I just wanted to say, Mike, thank you so much over there, that the Women's Roundtable actually did reach out to some of the parliamentarians who voted for the amendments, and we had a guest here last week who spoke about why she voted for the amendment of the Bill Number 2, and one of the issues that she actually mentioned was that she was in support of the women's quota. So we did reach out to some of the people who did vote for, but we tried to get them on the program today, but unfortunately, they didn't come back to us on time. So for the record, I would like to say that we did actually give a chance to those that actually voted for the amendment of the constitution, some of them from ZANU-PF, but the person who came here was from the MDCT. And also to just acknowledge those that are live streaming with us, we have a few messages here. There's Richard Moyo, who you just heard. There's Bright Impala, who says hi. There's Victor Muzuba, who is saying hi, auntie. And there's Ellen Luri, who says, Sitema avi makasimba ere. Ininda kasimba hangu, chando chete. Jesene corona yacho. Ndrikuno ku Cape Town. So thank you there. Before I will now reach out to my guest to just wrap up. What do you think moving forward that is what is going to happen now that we see that this bill has passed Senate and is only waiting for the president's signature?
Esther?
Yes, oh, okay. What I think is going to happen is that, yes, obviously the bill is going to pass. But I think that we now need to start having conversations as a citizens or us in the civic society space or saying, okay, Panapa, it's an OPF one citizen to zero. What is it now that we're going to demand from them in turn? Is it now... Suppose, is it now an issue of electoral reform? And how is this? Are we now going to protect ourselves from such acts like this? I was actually talking to one of my friends recently. Chidi, why can't we now then have a constitutional amendment on the way that MPs are recalled or the way that on the way that MPs get in parliament, because it is kind of even our UP system. A lot of the MPs from ZANU-PF, they were moved into line.
We're going to have to hold you there. Unfortunately, time is up. Muriya Zimbabwe, thank you so much for everybody who's streamed and joined us. I'm your host, Mike Hore. Muriya Zimbabwe, Msaka Komose. Good night. Yeah.